Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Beis. We start a new Masechta, Rosh Hashanah. The Masechta really deals primarily with three topics. The first Mishnah opens up the topic of the first couple of 15, 20 blah. That is the topic of general Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah for people, of course, is one of them. Rosh Hashanah for the judgment of the trees. Rosh Hashanah for the Meiser Behemah. Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah, Yovel, and the like. That's all delineated in our Mishnah, and the subsequent Gemaras and Mishnah will discuss more about that. The next topic in the Masechta is Kiddush HaChodesh, is the sanctifying of the month, Bimekadesh HaChodesh, the new moon, with Edom once a month. When the moon disappears, then it's spotted again. When it's spotted, that's the sign of the new month. And lastly, the end of the Masechta deals with Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, namely the Shofar, the Tfilas, the Musaf, the special davenings. That's all the latter part of the Masechta. Now, the basic question is, if you look on your Sfarim Shank, of course, it goes Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaSukkah, which makes perfect sense because it goes Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, then Sukkah. That's our schedule that we actually just came out of the past couple weeks. We came out of that Yom Tov season. So why on earth do we learn Yuma, then Sukkah, Beitzah, then Rosh Hashanah? That is a Shaila that was asked many times over the years. The Magolos HaYam explains, the Rambam actually gives a Birsh Mashiach and Zroyim gives an explanation as to the order of each Masechta, why it follows the one prior. We discussed how we went from segue from Psachim, which had a lot of Tam and Nishchat, 40 blot from there, went into Kachim. It made sense to segue from there. We segued into Beit Shkolim and Yuma, which also Kachim type of Masechtas. From there we went to Sukkah after Yuma, but Beitzah and then Rosh Hashanah, that seems to be still out of order. Rosh Hashanah should have been before Beitzah at least, says the Magol Siyam, a basic Yisayin, and if it's come out like a glove. The Magoi Sam says that the Siddurim and Shas, they go based on length. The Mishnayis, the Masechtas, every Seder goes with the longer, the Masechtas with the more Prakim first, and subsequently lower Prakim after, and we're in Mayid. So pick Mayid. You have Shabbos, which is 24 Prakim, that goes first. Then you go to Erevin, then you go to Pesach, those are 10. If you go from 24 to 10, down to 8, Beitzah was 5. Beitzah Sukkah was 5. Beitzah Sukkah, both 5 Prakim, that was subsequent, therefore those were after Shkolim and Yuma, which were 8. Then comes Rosh Hashanah, Megillah, Rosh Hashanah Tainis, Megillah, which are all 4 Prakim each. Then comes Ma'ikad and Chagiga, which are 3 Prakim each. It's a very basic answer, but it fits like a glove. The reason I say come out like a glove is because there's one or two places. There's Makkos, which some want to say is really an addendum to Sanhedrin, but Makkos is only 3 Prakim, and therefore you have other Mishnayos, other Masechtas that are more than 3 Prakim. But for the most part, if you go through Kalim, is the first in Taurus, 30 Prakim. Then goes Eilus, which is, I believe, 17, 18 Prakim. Then Negayim, down to 14 Prakim. Para, 12 Prakim. Same idea, it goes down in descending order. Why was it done that way? So some of the Farshim explain, because it was a good way for memory purposes, by knowing that it goes down in descending order, helps you remember the amount of Prakim. Once I remember the amount of Prakim, I can try to remember what each parak speaks about. It was good for memory purposes, but that's the chira, the most simple, and actually it doesn't sound so lumdish, but the most simple and practical answer, which is usually the correct answer, that the reason why I set up this way is, even though it's out of order on the Sharm Shank, it's still Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah, because that's the order in the calendar. But in our Seder of Daf Yomi and in the Seder of Mishnayos, it goes in a different order because it goes based on whichever has more Prakim. Okay, says the Mishnah. Beis Amud Aleph on top. There's 4 Rosh Hashanahs. There's 4 days of the year that are classified as Rosh Hashanahs. Some of them, like right away the first one, are Rosh Hashanah for more than one situation. They have a status of Rosh Hashanah, but it's 4 different days of the year. The first one is Be'echa B'Nisan. The first day of Nisan, we know Nisan is the beginning of the year for the calendar, the Gabi the months. Nisan is the first month of the year. Rosh Chodashim is the first month of the year. The Tishrei, of course, we know is our Rosh Hashanah, which we'll get to in our Mishnah itself. But Nisan is the first month of the calendar. Says the Mishnah, the first, and perhaps that's why we start with this one. This discussion why we start with Nisan. So Be'echa B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim U'L'Regalim. It's the Rosh Hashanah for kings and for regalim. Rashi explains what does it mean for kings. So Rashi basically, we have the Gemara in Gittin that says that the Gittin used to be dated to the tenure of the current king, whatever the length of his tenure was. They used to date it to the tenure of the king. It was an issue, it was an idea of Shalom Malchus. You want to create Shalom with the Malchus, and therefore you date it to the tenure of the king. So that's what it means. L'malachim, meaning, let's say you have a king that took position, and this is going to be the focus of most of today's daf today, once you get to the Gemara. King took his position in Adar, That's his first year. Comes Nisan, that's already year number two. Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Melachim, and therefore on the when you're counting his reign, and you're writing it down in a get or a shtar, you write down the second year of his reign once you get to Nisan, even though his first year was only consisted of a month, we'll see even if it consisted only of a day. Tosfos takes issue with Rashi, that Rashi's focused on these Melachim, like the Gemara Gittim, which refers to the Geish Melachim, and Al Shalom Malchus says his bother has to be clear in the Gemara tomorrow's daf, where we're talking about Malchus Yisrael. We're talking even Malchus Yisrael, and we're still saying in our Mishnah Melachim, and that's not a Barashal Malchus, therefore Tosfos says, what we mean is that for the Malchus Yisrael also, we count their kingdom, if you want to date things Shtaris, also still the Gemara is going to speak out. The Gemara says it very clearly, it's relevant to Shtaris. Tosfos says that idea of Gittin is special for Gittin by Goyim, but we're talking about Shtaris in general, and Shtaris in general were dated to the Yiddish kings, and the Yiddish king, their calendar, their year, their new year is Rish Chodesh Nisan. Echa B'Nisan is their new year. The Pnei Shua to defend Rashi says, Rashi agrees. Rashi was just giving an example. You find the concept of counting a shtar, a contract based on the king's tenure, and that is what we find in Gittin by a get. So too over here, by the Yiddish Melachim, the Gabi other shtaras, but not that Rashi meant that this Mishnah also means the Gaish Melachim. That's what Pnei Shua defends on behalf of Rashi, having Kishtim with the Gemara that comes up. On, again, on tomorrow's daf, we asked already why was Nisan listed first. So the first answer we gave was that the Torah always starts with Nisan. That's the first answer that we gave. But the second answer, Sisa Chaman wants to explain that Nisan we're saying is relevant for what? That's Kavod Malchus. Whether going Rashi, whether going Tosfos, either way, it's Kavod Malchus that we're dating things with the Kavod of the Malchus. So we want to extrapolate that if we're so busy with the Kavod of Malchus, Kol Shkem, we should be busy with Kavod Malchim. We'll get to Echa B'Tishrei, the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu judges mankind and stamps his Malchus on the world. But we want to set it up that Madach, people should be able to make a Kavod Chaimer on their own. Madach was so busy with the Kavod of a Melch Pasal Adam, Kol Shkem, we should be busy with the Kavod of Melch Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, interesting, we build up to it. We put first the malchus of regular basa v'dam. That's first in order to bring out the chashivas that we should have for avada for melech malchim amalchim hakadosh baruch. Okay, so din number one of echa b'nisim was l'malachim. Din number two is regalim. What does that mean? Very simple. Regalim means that the regalim, the order of the regal, the order of yom tovim is Pesach, Shua, Sukkot. The Gemara would explain it's relevant for Baal Tacher. We know the person who makes a neder, makes a pledge, and doesn't fulfill it, and it goes through the three Amdayim Tisham. We had this. We had this recently in Bates. We had it in Sukkah, right towards the end of Sukkah. That if a person goes through the cycle of Yom Tovim and he doesn't bring the Karbanos, he's Chayav Baal Tacher. What exactly does it mean? Does it have to mean a full year straight? Does it have to mean it can be even 6 months as long as all the Yom Tovim? How exactly what it means is up for discussion, but the order for the Yom Tovim of Baal Tacher starts with Pesach being first in Nisan, then Shavuos, then Sukkot. Okay, next. That is all the first of Nisan. The next Rosh Hashanah is Becha Be'elul. The first day of El is Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa. It's Rosh Hashanah for Maiser Behema. Maiser Behema, we know every ten animals a person has in his corral, he takes them out one by one. And Kol Shias Nachas Shevet Asiriya Kodesh. The tenth one is Kodesh. It's Maiser Behema. Maiser Behema is eaten by the Bailam. It's a carbon, but it's eaten by the Bailam. Parts of it goes to the Kohen, of course, but it's eaten by the Bailam. Unlike Bechar, which he has a gift to the Kayan, this is eaten by the Bailam. So Maaseh Behema takes from 10 animals. It's only 10 animals in the same calendar year. What's that calendar year, says the Tanna Kamma? Reish Chodesh Elul to Reish Chodesh Elul. That's, if you have 10, great, you chayev. Once it's out of that year, even though now you have 10, some from this and some from that year, no chayev of Maaseh Behema. Okay, Rav Elazar Shimon Aimrim, Be'echad B'Tishrei. They argue and say, no, Echad Be'el is not its own unique Rosh Hashanah. That too, just like the next dinim coming up in the Mishnah, the din of Maaseh Behema also is dependent on Echa B'Tishrei, which is of course our Rosh Hashanah. Echa B'Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Maaseh Behema, is the new year for Maaseh Behema. What else is, says the Mishnah, number three? Rosh Hashanah number three is Echa B'Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, L'Shmitim, L'Yevlos. It's the Rosh Hashanah for years, of course. I mean, the Gemara's gonna explain what all these things are, but we'll just touch on it. We know that Rosh Hashanah for years means that's the new year for us. Our new year is Rosh Hashanah for Basav Adam, for judgment. That's our new year. For Shemitah means for the count of Shemitah. L'Yevlos means for the count of Yevlos, the 7 year cycle, the 50 year cycle. L'Natiyah means for saplings, for baby trees. L'Gabe, the din of Arla, it takes 3 years. First 3 years of a tree, it's us to benefit, and after 3 years, you let her eat the pears. It's not to revive the fourth year, but you are letting eat the pears, you have to take your shalim, and the fifth year you let eat it totally. So the first 3 years are Arla. We're saying the new year is Rosh Hashanah, which is Echa B'Tishrei, which means, let's say the tree was planted, let's say it took hold, it started growing in Av, or Elul, the last month or two before Hashanah. Once Hashanah comes, it's already year two. The Arla cycle, the Arla clock has been ticking, it's already year two. Okay, Ulirakis, and for vegetables, the Gabi Maisus, Rashi explains, the Gabi which year, you have to know if you go with different products, different payers, go based on when it grew, based on when it's plucked from the field. Either way, we're talking about the Rosh Hashanah for the new year is Echa B'Tishrei, the Gabi which year of Maisur it is. Of course, the relevance of Maisur is, the basic relevance is, in year one and two, you take Maisur Rishon and Maisur Sheni. In year three, Maisur Rishon and Maisur Ani. In year four and five, again, Maisur Rishon, you always take Maisur Rishon, and Maisur Sheni, back to Maisur Sheni, which is eating Yerushalayim. And year six is like year three, where instead of Maisur Sheni, you replace Maisur Ani. So knowing which year it is key to knowing which Maisur was Mechuyev. And of course, it's supposed to take from a specific year's Maisur within that year's produce, and not from a different year. That's all telling in what's the new year? Rosh Hashanah Echad B'Tishrei. And lastly, the last Rosh Hashanah is Be'echa B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Ilan. On the first day of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Ilan. That's Kedivri B'Shameh B'Slaimrim. But Chamisha also by no, it's not the first day. It's what we know of. Tu B'Shvat, the 15th of Shvat, is Rosh Hashanah for Ilan, for trees. It's interesting. What does it mean, Rosh Hashanah for Ilan, for trees? We already discussed that it's first of all, we judged on the pears of a tree that day. We daven, we judged on the pears of the tree that day. But more than that, the Rosh discussed that really Rosh Hashanah of Yud, that it could be even this, let's say the Din Arla, the saplings we discussed. It could be the first 3 years. They have a din of this Natiya, and it's new year for the count of 3 years is based on Rosh Hashanah Aleph Tishrei. And therefore, let's say that if it took hold 2 days before Tishrei, Tishrei is already the second year. But by the third year, when you get to the next Tishrei, it does not necessarily become now as a Shem Ilan. Once it's Ilan, perhaps the new year to be matir from Arla is only Tu B'Shvat, and not Aleph Tishrei. We'll see more, Mitzvah, I think comes up with Daf Yud. We'll see more later on, but that would seem to be the interesting cheshbon that comes out of our Mishnah. Okay, so these are the four Rosh Hashanahs that we have in our Mishnah. Getting back to Maisa Behema, Rambam learns that B'dievet, if one took Maisa Behema from 1 year onto another year, the Rambam's lashon is that it takes effect Kechumras Hakachim. Takes effect of the Chumras Hakachim. The first are very bothered. What do you mean? Why does it take effect? There's no chiyuv of the animals from different years. That's exactly our Mishnah's din. The Rosh Hashanah is a cutoff point. It's not connected. They're a bunch of animals. It's like animals are born to different people. You wouldn't combine animals from different people to make a chiyuv of Ma'is Behemah. We actually just had that in the end of Beitza. Behemah's Shutfim don't have a din of Ma'is Behemah. So to animals from different years don't combine. What does it mean? Mitziv and Remi Soda wants to suggest that Rambam agrees that it's not mamash a carbon they can offer those Be'ach. Rambam's Lashon Takas Meduyik. It's Chal Mechumras Hakachim. Meaning, Mechumra, you got to treat it like a carbon. It's kind of like, I don't want to say the worst of both worlds, but you got to treat it like a carbon, the Chumra, but you cannot bring it as a carbon. So it's a little bit the worst of both worlds. You can't benefit from it because it's a carbon, but you can't bring it as a carbon because it's not mamash a carbon. It would be a form of Chum Hazar. So it's more of a Chumra Ba'alma. Now, the Be'sachar B'Dech Drush has a nice little deal. What's Lashon at the end of the Mishnah? It's the Rashana Le'ilun. It should say, like the other case of the Mishnah, it should say Le'ilunais. Like it says, Le'irakais. Liev Leis, Shmitin. Why does it say Lashon singular? It's the Rosh Hashanah for Ilan, says the Bnei Sasra, because a person, a firm Yid, he has one focus on his mind, he has one singular focus on his mind on Tu B'Shvat when he's davening for his payers. What's he davening for? A good Esrig. A Yid is supposed to daven for a good Esrig on Tu B'Shvat, says the Bnei Sasra, that's why he says Lashon of Ilan singular. A person should make sure that that's a primary thought in his mind, the singular, the mitzvah. He wants that payers for what? For mitzvah purposes. What's the mitzvah? Good payers? He should be paying mitzvah with the Esrig, of course. And therefore, he should be davening for a good Esrig on Tu B'Shvat. That's actually a minig. Daven for a good Esrig. The big school is to say certain tefillos on Tu B'Shvat for a good Esrig. Ask the Gemara. The Malachim, we say in the Mishnah that the first of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah Malachim. L'may Hilchasa, L'gabi what Halacha, what does that mean? Machlekes Rashi and other Rishonim had to teach these words. Rashi learns, what does it mean, L'may Hilchasa? It simply means almost like, why? Why, if you read Rashi, sorry, Rashi says, Klemar Luma, Luma Huk for Yemayuchad, L'min Yemalachim, why don't we just say each king, whenever he starts, that's his tenure, and count a year later will be year two? Why are we giving a special cutoff point for the year for the king to give him a new method of counting? Rashi learns it's almost a question of why. The other Rishonim learned that the question is more a question of what's the difference? Good. You can tell me why. Maybe because people will make mistakes in their counting if you don't do such a thing. They'll mix up different kings. There could be various reasons why. The question isn't why. The question is, L'may Nafkamina, where does it play a role in our life that you count the God of the kings, you count their years. The new year is based on Rosh Hashanah. It becomes a new year every Rosh Chodesh, every Echad B'Nisan. The question is L'may Nafkamina, and the Mefarshim point out that it's a little more geshmak this way because the Gemara's, subsequent Gemara's, discussing the other parts of the Mishnah, do focus on L'may Nafkamina. They don't focus on the why so much, they focus on what's the difference, what's the bottom line. Okay, but either way, the Gemara could be asking, again, either the Gemara is asking why, or the Gemara is asking what's Nafkamina. The Gemara's answer is Amra Chizil L'Shtaris, Nafkamina's L'Shtaris. Like we point out, we read the Mishnah, really, from places we said already in the Mishnah. It's for Shtaris. At the time we learned in the Mishnah, Shtari Chayiv, This is actually a Mishnah in Shvius. Shtari Chayiv Amukdam Psulim V'Amachar Ksheir. We had this in many times. Shas a shtar muktam is pasul. A shtar mocher, a post-dated shtar is kasher. A shtar that's predated. The shtar that alone took place on we'll call it today's Vav Cheshvan. The loan took place tonight. Is Vav Cheshvan. The loan took place on Vav Cheshvan. And they wrote on the Tishar. They wrote Chaf Hey Tishrei. They wrote on the Shtar Chaf Hey Tishrei right after Sukkot. Chaf Hey Tishrei was written on the Shtar instead of Vav Cheshvan. It was written about 10 days early. So that's a problem. That's a Shtar Muktam. That's puzzle. Whereas if you write instead of Vav Cheshvan, you write Tes Vav Cheshvan. It's Mukher. That's kosher. What's the difference? The difference is very simple. The halacha is that if Reuven lends Shimon money. So, and he has a shtar that says that Shimon owes the money. As long as there's a shtar, if it's mivah pay, you don't have this din. But if it's a shtar, then the assets that belong to Shimon, both the assets that are free by him right now, or assets that he subsequently sells, if he goes and sells his fields, halacha is Reuven has a lien on those fields. So if Shimon sells the fields and then does not have money to pay back Reuven, Reuven could go to collect from Shimon's purchaser, from the Lekuchas, he can go collect the field. It's encumbered to him. There's essentially a lien on those fields. And the idea is that the lien is known, the lien is considered... there's a curl about it when there's a shtar. When there's no shtar, there's no din that the buyers are expected to know that Shimon's fields are already encumbered to Reuven, and therefore the taka not encumbered to Reuven, and Reuven cannot collect from those fields. But when there's a shtar, Reuven can collect from those fields. What's going to happen if you predate the shtar by a week, by a month, by a year, whatever it is, then any field that was sold in that tkufa from before the loan took place, backdated to when the shtar is dated back, any field that was sold will now become encumbered to Reuven. Reuven will be able to collect, even though it's not true. It wasn't encumbered because the loan didn't exist at that time. That's a problem for the Shtar's puzzle. Whereas if you post-date it, so all you're doing is it's to Reuven's detriment. By post-dating it, he's giving up the rights to collect from the fields that were sold between the loan date till the date of the Shtar, which is later. That's only to his own detriment. If he's okay with it, if Reuven's okay with it, that's fine. That is the din. So when we talk about dates, how do we establish the dates? We establish the dates based on the king. And again, like Tais pointed out, and Peshua says Rashi agrees to this, it means the date of the Jewish king. And what's the date of the Jewish king is New Year, is based on Nisan, the first of Nisan. That is the idea. The Nafkamina, at least, is more clear. The Nafkamina of Lemalachim is this din. The Gavish Tar is quite the Rashi. The question was why. And it could be the why was because it was getting confusing to people are going to make mistakes with Muktam and Mukher if you go out to Rashi. Seems to elaborate. They'll make mistakes with Muktam and Mukher if you go based on other cheshbonos. This seemed to be the more clear cheshbon that people won't mess up years of kings and use it to make a trick with Muktam and Mukher by simply having a universal way of counting, which is that every Nisan becomes the next year for the king. Now there's machlekes lemaisa between Rashi and Tosfos, whether or not, let's say there is a shtar muktam. So our lashon of our Mishnah was psulim is puzzle. What does it mean? It's puzzle. Rashi says it's like gora from a milva peh. If I have eidim that testify that Reuven lent money to Shimon, this eidim that testify, there's no shtar, but this eidim, it's a milva peh. Of course, it's still a status. You just can't go and collect from the shibadim. You can't go and collect from the lekuchas from the buyers. But you still go to Shimon, and you have eidim that Shimon owes you money. This shtar is no worse than that. Still eidim that Shimon owes Reuven money. It just you can't use it to collect from the creditors from the purchasers of Shimon. That's a rashi. So he says no. It's like a shtar mezuif meteicher. The Tosfos actually is it's like a shtar which has ribbis in it. Shtar sheish beribbis. We can ask that the whole shtar is useless. We don't look at it at all. We don't even forget about not collecting the ribbis. We don't even give it credence for the loan itself. So to hear, since it was muktam, it's like a pasas in the shtar, and it can't even be used for the loan itself. Forget about for collecting from the mishabadim, from the lekuchas. Machlekes again, Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, says the Braisa. Tanabar. Melech Shama Besma Tisha B'Adar, a melech that took his position as king, he ascended to the throne on the 29th of Adar, the day before Nisan. Kibbutz Shugia Echad Nisan, once he reaches the first day of Nisan, also Shana, he's already in his second year. Year one is over, he's now in year two. So one day is already considered enough that now the next day is considered year two. But if he became king only on the first day of Nisan, then you don't count for him in the new year until you get to the next Nisan, which the Gemara is going to ask. That seems to be fairly obvious. What's the chiddush in that? Amamar. The Gemara takes apart the Braisa step by step. The king that was appointed, that it was, I shouldn't say appointed, we'll see more in a minute why that's not a proper term. The king that ascended to the throne on the 29th of Adar, the next day, Nisan, is considered a second year. That's Hakar Chiddush. Why? Hakamashpon, top of Ambeis, the Nisan Rosh Hashanah Melachim. It's teaching us the Chiddush of our Mishnah. The Braisa is allowed to reiterate the Chiddush of the Mishnah, and it's playing it out in a very extreme scenario, that the king was took his position literally the last day of Adar. The next day is the second year. That's the din of our Mishnah. Okay, that's great. Kamashpo, the Nisan Rosh Hashanah Melachim. First of all, it teaches me that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Melachim, which was the din of our Mishnah. And we're actually adding another knage, the Yom Echad B'Shanah Chashanah. It's also teaching me that one day in a year is counted as a year. Like mixes a Yom Kikulay, mixes Hashanah Kikulay, even one day in a year can be called a year. It's not considered a steer to call one day a year. Yeah, one day is called a year, and now he's in year two. That is what we can see from the first Braisa. Vim Le'amad, from the first din of the Braisa. Second din of the Braisa, from Lanaman El Bechlisim, but the Braisa then continued to say, if he didn't get up to his position until the first of Nisan, Amen Leshara Achigin Nisacher, you only count from the new year when you get the next Nisan Pshita. That din is pretty basic. We asked when we read it, what's the chiddush of that din? It's obvious, if Nisan is the new year, and he started on beautiful, fresh start on Alf Nisan, so next year, Alf Nisan will be a second year. You need a full year. What's the Havmin or not? Answers the Gemara Lesucha, to Imnu Alam Adar, he was appointed, this is why I switched the verbiage before, he was voted in, he was appointed to be king already in Adar. They said he's going to be king, but it's like the modern day equivalent of what we call president-elect, right? The elections are early November. I know we should be speaking from as a Canadian, but I think it's everyone's ears hear better as on the U.S. side. In early November, you have the election, and the president doesn't take the position. Actually, doesn't take it January 1st either. He takes it January 20th, right? So it's till that point, he's the president-elect, but he's not actually in the position. Here too, the king was elected, so to speak. He was voted in Adar. I would have thought I would have thought that also counts as his kingship. Once he's elected in, it's ready, it's chal, and therefore the first day of Nisan should be the second year for him. Kamash will let no. If he only ascended to the throne on Nisan, if that was the inauguration, we'll use that term, if that was the inauguration, that is the first day of his first year, and only the next year Nisan will be a second year. That is the chiddush there. Okay, that's all in the first brisa. Tanur Rabbanan, we're going to make a similar but a little more elaborate second brisa. Tanur Rabbanan. If a king dies in Adar and another king takes his place in Adar, that year is considered the last year of the deceased king and the first year of the new king that was appointed as considered his year. And by Nisan, it's year two of the new king. What if the original king, the first king, died in Nisan, and the second king who succeeded him took over in Nisan? Again, we count that year, the first part of the year is still the last year of the first king who's deceased, and the second part of Nisan will begin the first year also. It's still counted as a year for the new king. What if the first king dies in Adar and the new king takes over in Nisan? So that's fairly simple. The Mar is going to ask, of course, what's the chiddush in all these cases? But you count the first year, which had the first king only for him, and the second, which only had the second king, the new king, is counted for the new king. Okay, that's the brisa. Amar. In the first case of that brisa, if one king dies in Adar and then a second king takes over in Adar, we say you count that year for both. You count the year for both those kings. Pshita, what's the chiddush? Why wouldn't both the kings were rulers in that year? Why would I think that you don't count it for the second king? I would have thought that you can't count a single year for two kings. So yes, if there was no king and then a new king was appointed in Adar, that's his first year. And even if it's only one day, we said. But to count a year for the same year for two separate kings, maybe that we don't do. Kamash Balan, that we do. Well, according to the Havamina, what would we have done, Pashtas? We would have counted that year for the king that died. The king that died was the king all the way from the Nisan, all the way through Adar. He died in Adar. New king took over for a couple weeks in Adar. We count that year to the old king and start the new king to count the next year. I would have thought that Kamash Balan, we don't. We count that year to both kings. It's the last year. It's the last year in the count of the first king, the first year in the count of the second king. Okay, that's the number one. Kamash Balan, that we don't do that. That we do count it for two separate kings. Mace Benisan, Bamacha Tachta Benisan. Now, the next case, the Brisa, if the first king dies in Nisan, the second king ascends to the throne in Nisan, so you count the Shan of each one, you can no longer tell me the Chiddush is that you count the same year for both kings because you already know that for the Risha. So, Pshita, the Chur, it's Pasha, what's the Chiddush over here? And we can't say the same answers before, Ma'at Tema. That's where we end the prior Brisa. This that we say at the end of the year, we count the day as the year, is Dafka the end of the year. Maybe Dafka the end of the year is more Cheshiva, it's the end of the year, it's Hashlama. There we count one day as a year, and that's where we say that the new king will have a full year, just even though he was only a king for a day or so. However, in the beginning of a year, the old king who was king for a couple of days, and then he died, and new king took over, maybe you don't count the old king at all for this year. Says the at the end of the year, the beginning of the year, we don't say that. Kamash Malan, that yes, even in the beginning of the year, the first day of the year, if the first day of the year there was a king and then he dies, then you appoint another king in his place, both those kings will be counted in this year. For the first king who died, this will be the last year of his reign, and the new king, this will be the first year of his reign. Taisus addresses and says that you tell me a story that Betchila Shana, it's less likely to be considered that mixes the Kekulai. We find by the count of the Nidus opposite. It's not to be confused with the Zava. We treat our Nidus that we can, that we make the, we wait Zayin Akiyim, 7 clean days before they go to the mikvah, that's really the equivalent of Zavah Gedela. We say that even though a woman, the Lach of Zavah Gedela is, just very briefly, is a woman's Tameh, she sees Dam, she's Tameh for 7 days Asnida. After that, there's an 11-day period of Ziva. If she sees 3 days in a row in those 11 days, she becomes Zavah Gedela. Now she has to keep Zayin Akiyim. So that's what we do in our typical setup, monthly setup. However, the basic din of nida is that the nida sees dam at whatever time of the month. She sees dam, she becomes a nida. She can see dam for 7 days straight. As long as she stops seeing dam at the end of day 7, she goes to the mikveh that night and she's done. You don't need any days of the kiyam of cleanliness. Even if just at the end of the day she has a bedikah and she's clean, she can go to the mikveh. That's the basic anita. Halach is that the first day of a 7-day count is the day she sees dam. It's the middle of the day already. That's considered the first day. The last day you need a full day. So Taisus, you have over there that the tchilas we're saying mixes yem kekulei, and at the end we don't say mixes yem kekulei. Exactly opposite. Our Gemara, Taisus just bothered. Our Gemara takes for granted that the seif is more chashev and it's easier to say mixes kekulei as opposed to tchila. By anita we say opposite. We say the opposite idea. Okay. It's actually interesting, Shaila, that was asked to Rav Shechter Shlita on the topic of Mitzvah Gekulei, which, again, this is connecting to Yom Echa B'Shana Chashana, that he asked a very basic question, that why don't we say once a person keeps Shabbos, let's say Shabbos is 25 hours, once just to be, make sure that we have place for Shabbos, but then once a person keeps 13 hours, say Mitzvah Gekulei. He already kept more than half the day. Mitzvah Gekulei, maybe you should have to keep the rest of Shabbos. Where do you draw the line on the idea of Mitzvah Gekulei? So Rav Shechter's answer, if I remember correctly, was the insight is that there's a difference between counts, a 7-day count for Avelos, which we know we say Kule, 7-day count for Nidus, a 7-day count, or a unit of time. Shabbos is a specific time in the calendar where there's a unit of time of 25 hours that one has to keep Shabbos. We say Mixim Kule on a counting, on a Svira, then we say Mixim Kule. When it comes to Shabbos, when it's Mixim Kule, it wouldn't apply. That's the idea, if I remember correctly, from Shechter Shlita on that question. Okay. Obviously, we know it's not the case. You know, so the question is why, and that was his distinction. Says the Gemara further. We're still in Mulvus Brisa. We've explained so far the first two layers of the Brisa. Layer number one was that if the first king died in Adar, second king was appointed Adar, count this year for both Chiddush. If there was, you could have two kings in the same year. First king dies in Nisan, second king dies and is appointed in Nisan. That was case number two, the Brisa. And we said the Chiddush, you count this year for both. The Chiddush over there is that what? That the beginning of the year also, we say, mixes Yain. Mixes Hashana as Kshana, and we count this year for the outgoing deceased king. And now up to the third part of the Brisa. This seems to be the most pashut. Mace of Adar v'amnachat achav Nisan. If the first king died in Adar, and the subsequent king that was appointed, he took position in Nisan. My name is Shana Lushaina. Hoshin Lushia. We count the first year for the first king, and the second year for the second king. Pshita, isn't that the most obvious? Like Sricha de Imnolam Adar. The Gemara says the similar svar that we had before, with a major addition. We're talking about a guy, the one from Nisan, was appointed already, was voted in last year Adar. Now these two prices don't have to be connected to each other, so really that could have been enough of an answer. But the Gemara says there's more to it over here. We already know that maybe being appointed alone is not enough. We're going to end a kinesh over here. Umelech ben melechu. He's also the king, the son of a king. We know the idea is that kingship can pass by Yerusha, right? Kingship can pass by Yerusha, and therefore there's a spur to say, the pasuk says that Limlech Shlema Yisrael B'shan Arvias, but I forgot the name. I'm sorry. That's not what I'm looking for. There's a pasuk that Rashi quotes that we say, that we learn, Laman, oh, here it is. Laman Yarech Yamim Amamachtai, Hu Ubanav. Right? The pasuk in Devar Mitzayin, Rashi quotes, that a person should have Arichas, the king should have Arichas Yamim on his kingship, him and his sons. We know that Malucha goes by Yerusha. So now there's a double svar. A, the son was appointed, he's voted in. B, he's Taka the son that's supposed to get a Yerusha, he's a Melech B'melech. So maybe Taka, even though he didn't start acting as king yet, he wasn't actually on the throne with his reign, maybe he still counted from the prior year, and Nisa will be a second year. It should already be year number two for him. Kamashmal, we don't say that. Ask them, Farshim, why Takanat? Why Takanat? Rambam writes, Malchus goes be Rusha. That's really the Rashi quotes by us. So why Takanat? Don't you count it from back from then? So the Achorinim have a different answer to Gasha. Some Sefer suggests that even though it goes be Rusha, there's still a process. There's still a process. Meaning, what if the son is not Mamala Makam of Esav? What if he's not fit to take over his father's position? He's not lofty, he's not the same stature of his father. Then it won't go to the son. It won't go to the son. And therefore, even though, yes, when it's fit, it would seem to be a formality, and it seemed to say it's Shagila Mosa, it's retroactive, it still needs a voting process. You have to go through the process of voting, and once you go through the process of voting, it's not considered as if he's the king until he actually is not just voted in, until he takes takes hold of the kingship. That is Chabad Seifer's answer. Other chayim want to say that this idea of Malchus going to Birusha was Dafka Malchus based David. Malchus based David goes to Birusha, Father Malchus says don't go to Birusha, and we're referring to over here even the guy by other Malchus, and therefore we're saying that it's not going to count the year, even though it's Melech by Melech, and we know it's going to be him, Lemaisa, still it's not Mamish Birusha, and therefore it only counts his first year is Nisan. Okay.
Why is that a question?
Now the Gemara is going to get into what the source. We started off with the Echa Benisan is Rosh Hashanah for Melachim. We're going to get focused now on the source of this din, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Alf Nisan is the beginning for Melachim based on Psukim. Amar Bechem and Melachim She'eman Lehem El Nisan. How do we know the Melachim? You count for them from the first day of Nisan. Shenemar Ve'Bishvam Shana Ve'Arab Mesmei Hashana Lasis Mei Shomei Sosrayim Hashana Rvias Chodesh Ziv. So it was 480 years after Klai Salaf Mitzrayim. In the fourth year, talking about Shlomo Melech's reign, 480 years, which is the fourth year of Shlomo Melech's reign, B'chodesh Ziv, in the month of Ziv, which is Iyar, Hu Chodesh Hasheni, the second month, L'melech Shlomo Al Yisrael. That was Shlomo's king on Klai Yisrael. So very clearly we're considering Ziv Iyar, the second month of the year, and that's Iyar after Nisan. Makish Malchus Shlomo Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it compares the Malchus of Shlomo Yitzias Mitzrayim to teach me my Yitzias Mitzrayim in Nisan. Just like we know that Yitzias Mitzrayim obviously took place in Nisan, of Malchus Shlomo Nisan. So to the count of the years of Malchus Shlomo is from Nisan, and from there we learn to all counting of Malchus. Fact the Gemara 1 second. Yitzias Mitzrayim Gufanal the Nisan Oninan. How you know that we count the Yitzias Mitzrayim from Nisan? Meaning we know we got out of Mitzrayim in Nisan. Of course, that's when we celebrate the Nisan Nigolais, the Nisan Asidin Nigolais, the ultimate Gula supposed to be destined for Nisan. We celebrate Pesach then. We know that. The Gemara's question says Dilma Matishat Maninan. Maybe, of course, we had our exodus in Nisan, but that was year one. And then the second we had Tishrei, 5 months later, or 6 months later, whatever, five to 6 months later was Tishrei, that was considered year two. That's considered year two. And maybe going forward, we count the years, the new year from the count from Mitzrayim is not from Nisan, maybe it's from Tishrei. Says the Gemara, no, don't make that mistake. Don't make that mistake, because it says, Ve'al Arnakayin al Har. Arnakayin went up to the Har to the mountain, Al Pi Hashem Ve'amas, and he was Nifter Sham over there, B'Shnas Abram, let's say, B'Zay Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim. Arnakayin went up to the mountain, and he was Nifter there in the 40th year from Klal Yisrael, left Mitzrayim, B'Chodesh HaChamishi, this key, in the fifth month, that's Av. We know months always go with Nisan being the first month, year the second month, that's clear. That's not disputed. That's what we quoted the passage before, that Nisan is Rosh Chodashim. So the fifth month is Av. Bech L'chodesh, Amar Shchodesh Av, the first day of Av, Mishmit Nichos Av, Mematin B'Simcha, we lost the Bat Midashim, we have Tisha B'Av, of course, and Rosh Chodesh Av is the day that Aaron HaKohen was Nifter in 40 years after Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, in the fifth month. Okay. Uchsev, and it was in the 11th month, namely Shvat, in the 40th year as well, on the first day of the month, that Moshe Ben spoke to Klai Yisrael. This is the dictation he gave over, the speech that he gave. What was the speech? The speech of Sefer Dvarim. So he gave Moshe Ben gave a speech in the 11th month. Now let's do the math. He was in Av. And Bekor L'Shas Abayim. And the pasuk is referring to Av, the fifth month, as the 40th year from the day that Aaron Kohen was lifted, the 40th year from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Bekor B'Shvat, Bekor L'Shas Abayim. And we're standing in Shvat, and you're also calling it the 40th year from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mechlal D'Rashana, it's still being called, I should say, the 40th year. We'll see more about that Yitzias Mitzrayim in a second. Mechlal D'Rashana Lav Tishrei. It must be, what was the alternative of Rashana? If not Nisan, presumably it would be Tishrei, Rashana, which is what we call Rashana. If that would be the new year, then Shvat should be the 41st year. It wouldn't be the 40th year, it would be the 41st. First year. The fact that we're calling Av the 40th year, and 5 months later, Shvat the 40th year, it must mean that the Roshana for, it must be Roshana for counting from Mitzrayim is Nisan, as we said. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Bishlam Haich, the death of Aaron, like we pointed out in the Pasuk, it says, Mefarish, Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says explicitly the count of 40 years was from the Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says the pasuk Bishnas Arboim Lotzis Bnei Yisrael, like we quoted before. Elohai, this pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu's drasha doesn't say by Yitzias Mitzrayim there. Maybe the 40-year count has nothing to do with Mitzrayim. Maybe the 40-year count is from Lakamas Mishkan. Lakamas Mishkan was 1 year into when Klai Yisrael went left Mitzrayim. 1 year later was the Kamas Mishkan. So it's come out the Taka, it's the 41st year of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So maybe Rosh Hashanah is the new year. Our Rosh Hashanah, when I say Rosh Hashanah, I mean Tishrei, is the new year. So Taka, Aaron was Nifter in the 40th year from Yitzias Mitzrayim in Av. And when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke 5 months later in Shvat, in Shvat, it was the 41st year from Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it was called the 40th year because the 40th year over there means 40th year from HaKamas HaMishkan, which was a year later than Yitzias Mitzrayim. Beautiful chap. Says Gemara, no. Because it has to be the 40th of something. Yeah, Takamas HaMishkan. Says Gemara, no, don't say that. Kedam Rapapa. Rapapa says it later on. Shnas Esrim, Shnas Esrim. Gzir Shavah, we have it coming up. They make Gzir Shavah that where it says the word Esrim. Esrim is talking about their same reference. So to Achrami, Shas Abram, Shas Abram, Gzir Shavah. The Pasuk uses the same Lashon of Shas Abram, Shas Abram in both places to tell me it's the same Arbaam, Makan, the Siyas Mitzrayim, Afkan, Siyas Mitzrayim. Just like by Aronokan's Ptira, the Pasuk explicitly says 40 years from Yitzias Mitzrayim. So too, by Moshe Rabbeinu's speech, it's 40 years from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, so we know we're saying that the Av was 40 years from Yitzias Mitzrayim, and so was Shvat. It must mean the Tishrei in between did not make it a new year, and therefore it must be that we count from Nisan. Ask the Gemara in the obvious Bam Kasha. I'm assuming someone thought about this Kasha. That's all great if the Shvat that we're talking about is a Shvat that followed the prior Av. But it could be the Shvat that preceded the prior Av. Meaning, if Tishrei is the new year, then the Shvat and Adar, every year is going to have a Shvat and an Av. Every year is going to have Shvat and Av. The question is, what goes first? If Nisan is the new year, Av goes before Shvat. If Tishrei is the new year, Shvat goes before Av. Ask the Gemara, Bam Kasha, Mai Demaisa Av, Mai Umamai Demaisa De'Av Kadam. Who told you the story of Aaron's death, which happened in Av, that we know the fifth month took place prior to Moshe Rabbeinu's speech, to Maisa the Shvat Kadam. Maybe the story of Shvat came first, and your whole Raya is gone. Answers the Gemara deflects, and we'll just get on to Amud Aleph for this. Don't make that mistake. The Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu gave his drasha, his Mishnah Torah in Shvat when? After they hit Sichon. After Moshe Rabbeinu had destroyed Sichon, that's when he gave his drasha. Now, we're going to bring a proof that when Aaron Akayan was Nifter, Sichon was still around. So if Moshe only gave the speech after Sichon was destroyed, and Sichon was around when Aaron Akayan was Nifter, must be the speech came after Aaron Akayan's Ptira, and therefore our assumption before was right. It was the Shvat following the Av, not prior. What's the source of the Chassid, top of Gimel Amud Aleph? Vayishma Kanani Melech Arad, the Kanani, the king of Arad heard. Mashmu Shama, what did the king of Arad hear? And it says he heard and he went and waged war against Kaisra. What did he hear? Shama Shemes Aaron Misaka Anani Kavod. So the Kanani, the king of Arad, heard that the Aaron was Nifter, and he said, the Anani Kavod is gone. Now's our chance. Because of an inner Shus Lacham Yisrael, must be if the Anani Kavod is gone, the protection clouds are gone, now's our chance to fight Kaisra. By Nechziv, Vayura Kal Eda Kiyav Aaron, it says the entire Eda saw, the simple Taich is the entire Eda saw, that, Ki means in the simple Taich. That they saw, Bayir means they saw, Kal Eda, Ki Gava Aaron, that Aaron Akayim was Nifter. Vamar Bavarav says, let's switch, tweak the pasuk a bit. Al Tikr Vayiru, don't say they all saw, Ela Vayiro. Very similar word. Vayiro, just actually Yud. They were all afraid. The Eda was all afraid. Now they saw, they were afraid. And Ki no longer, don't say Ki means that Aaron died, rather say Taich Ki is because Aaron died. The Eda was afraid because Aaron died. Ki the Resh Lakish, like Resh Lakish says, Dom Resh Lakish, Ki Mishamish Abbas Janis, Ki could have four different meanings. E means if, Dilma means perhaps, Ela means but, rather, and Dahom means because, we're switching it to because Aaron died, Ki Gav Aaron, because Aaron died, says the Taich, so they attacked because Aaron died. Tamar says, great. You brought me a proof that the Kanani Melech Arad attacked because Aaron died. But we were saying that Moshe Rabbeinu gave a speech after Sichon was smitten. So how's that a proof that Sichon was around? Sichon wasn't the one that attacked. Was not the one that was saying attack. It was Kanani Melech Arad. Mi dami hasam Kanan hachasichon. That pasuk that you bring a proof that they existed after Aaron and Kain's Ptira was Kanan Melech Arad. That's the one that was in existence. Sichon is not in the pasuk over there. Answers the Gemara, and we'll stop with this. Tana, who Sichon, who Arad, who Kanan. Sichon, Arad, and Kanan, all the same person. What are the various names? Sichon, Shadayim, L'siach, Midbar. Sichon is called because he's compared to a baby horse in the Midbar, wild horse in the Midbar. That's why he's called that. Kanan, Hashem, Achusay. And Kanan was the name of his kingdom. Mashmai, what was his actual name? Arad, Shemai, his name is Arad. Or Ibai, Sam, Ikadami, another version. Arad, Shadayim, L'Arad, Shem, Midbar. Arad is he's compared to the wild donkey of the Midbar. Kanan, Hashem, Achusay. Kanan again is the name Malchus. That stays the same. That's constant. And Sichon Shemai is real name Sichon. So either his real name was Arad, his real name was Sichon. But either way, it's all the same person. And therefore, Araya is back to being Araya. That what? That Sichon certainly was around Bishas, Aaron's Patira. And then Moshe Rabbeinu spoke after Sichon was taken out, was beaten up, and therefore it's a raya that Moshe Rabbeinu's speech came after Aaron Akayin's Ptira, which is a raya that the Tishrei is not the new year for King County from Mitzrayim, rather Nisan is. We'll pause over here, pick up here at the Mar Mitzrayim, back to different questions on this Rosh Hashanah, on a Rechlin's proof of Rosh Hashanah.